Now talking on our Coach's Corner program with Lake Mills head girls basketball coach Beth Van Roekel. And Coach, you guys went on a little bit of a losing skid there in late December, early January, and that losing skid comes to an end after five games to North Iowa back on January the 12th. Take me through that game a little bit and breaking the skid and getting a win, Coach. How'd that feel?
Yes, I mean, we really need something to just get us going. We had the games before that, you know, Garner was double overtime, Forest City, we lost to the end. We were ahead most of that game, too. And so just to finally come out and play a complete game, and we talked a lot about having confidence in themselves and be mentally strong and coming out to play to win and not being afraid and hesitant. So started this game against North Iowa, you know, we had a rescheduled game and it took a long time to get to this game. And so coming out right away, we know they've surprised a lot of teams and played really well, and so we didn't want to take anybody lightly. We never do, and so they have some really good athletes. And so we actually came out really, really hot, played really well. We ended up scoring 19 in the first quarter, held them to 4, which is amazing. Second quarter, we had 13. They had 2, so halftime, we were pretty excited, probably almost too excited, because we came out really, really dead in the third, and came back again in the fourth and played better, and it went in 47-21. But overall, it was a really, really good game. I was excited to see the girls put things together, play confident, just get that, you know, mentality again and try to get focused on getting some games won and get some confidence. So I was just really excited that, you know, we had a game plan and executed, and the defense really came through, and then the defense led our offense to get some good. And we had 46 rebounds that night and just – did really well on the offensive boards and stuff, too. So just a really fun game to put all together.
Coach, a lot of games in a short amount of time here for your team as you picked up the win. Now you guys take on a Belmont-Clemmie team the next day on the 13th, and a Belmont-Clemmie team that has really been kind of pretty evenly matched with your team, though they've gotten the best of you as of recent, and they got you earlier this season, and you're able to come out on top. A little bit of a revenge game for your team, Coach, as you win this one.
Yeah, so, you know, we had that slump the night before, whatever, against North Iowa, and that third quarter played pretty bad and came out really slow. Came out really in a big slump in that third quarter against North Iowa. So, coming back, we really wanted, like, in Belmont, Addie Lamb really took us to the hoop, and she really took, I think she had 29 against or something. So we really wanted to get some revenge, like you could say, and come after them and show that you know, we're a good ball club, too, and we want to battle back. Our defender that guarded last time got 2 fouls, just held us in right away, so she had to sit. So not our ideal situation. She's our best defender. And so this night, we came out ready to go, and this is probably our best complete game of the season so far. We had 9 in the first quarter. They had 2. They came back a little bit, got us 11-9, but, you know, we were still ahead at halftime pretty good. And then came back the third quarter best, you know, really how we should do. And we outscored them 18-10 in the third quarter, and then it was even about for the fourth. So end up, you know, completing a good game. Taylor Vonick had 19 points and 3 of 7 3-point line, and Brittany had a great game of 12 points as well. And just rerunning really well, dominating on the boards. And Addie Lamb held her, obviously, to a better, she still had 14 points, so better than 28, 29, whatever, from the first time. So still a very good athlete. And you know, we had to design our offense opposite wherever she is. You know, wherever she is, we go somewhere else, because she's a big girl, too. She's tall, and so she's definitely difficult to defend. If we can avoid her, we're going to go the other way. So we had to, it was a really good game. It was probably the best complete game overall we've had this season. So I was really excited for the girls to put things together and see things. It was funny, and it was just an ironic thing. Ella Steeney is our senior, you know, one of our seniors. And she's like, we have not beat Belmont since my freshman year. First game freshman year is the last time they beat Belmont. So it's kind of a cool experience for them. You know, they came out when they were freshmen in the varsity win, and now in their last time regular season, they beat Belmont. So it's kind of cool to cap that off their senior year with their second time getting to beat them. So I was pretty proud of the girls. They were pretty excited.
Yeah, Coach, back on December 6th of 2019, the last time your team defeated Belmont-Clemmie, so big win there. But I noticed some stats that really popped out to me. Your team only turned the ball over 11 times in that game. You guys had 37 rebounds, and you had 16 steals of the team. Some pretty good numbers there for your club.
Yeah, great stats. Like, we are probably averaging 19, 20 turnovers, which is not, you know, obviously what we want. But, yeah, that was a great, great, great game. Like I said, this is probably the best complete game overall. Like, we just took care of the ball, didn't turn the ball over very much. I think had quite a few turnovers there in a row that was the majority of those that we had. And we stole the ball well. We actually started pressing, and press really worked for it. Actually started against North Iowa pressing a little bit. and worked really well and got us energy, got us like that momentum we needed and kind of got us going. So then did it again against Belmont and worked really well against them. Just kind of got us the fire that we needed to get the motivation to get going and get us at a different speed, you know, in a game. So it worked really well. And yeah, it just led to a lot of good stats. And offensive rebounds wise, we rebounded them offensively 15-3, which, you know, pretty excited about that. That's a good number if you get more chances at the basket. So even if you're not shooting as well, having dealt, you know, way more chances makes it a big deal. So, yeah, I'm very proud of it, all effort. I mean, we have people, you know, that aren't even stat worthy, doing things that aren't necessarily a stat that are just amazing, help defense and the hustle and the diving after the balls. I just have all these girls doing so such hard work all over. That's just really cool to see all the effort that they're putting in.
Coach, you guys win a third straight game over Eagle Grove, 63-34.
Yeah, it was we went over to Eagle Grove. You know, it's a long trip, every long haul, but and I've never been over there before, you know, being my first year and stuff. So it was cool to get out there. And the girls came out actually a little, like, you know, been on the bus for an hour and a half, and they came out a little, they couldn't control the ball for a little bit. So it took us a while to get going. We actually had one of our better shooting nights in a long time. We actually shot really well. Our percentage was pretty good. I was really proud of their effort. You know, they're a feisty team. Like, I know they struggled, and I gave them all the props. Like, they do not give up, and they play hard, and they go at it. They don't have any girls either anymore, so I feel bad, like, for that aspect. You know, they've lost some kids, and so we did not want to take anybody for granted, and we went out and played hard. And, you know, like I said, the shooting came, you know, I could shoot like that most nights. I'd be really, really happy. We'd win a lot more games. So we just came out and had a really good night shooting, so that made a huge difference. We finished really well. You know, I think Taylor Vonnegut ended up with 9 assists and 7 rebounds, as well as her points that night. So you can get 9 assists, and I think, you know, she could have had probably another 2 or 3 there that were kind of missed under the hoop. We just ran the ball well before as well. So that was a fun game to put together, but just, yeah, to get that shooting percentage up was just really, really satisfying.
Coach, your next game was against Bishop Garrick, and you fell to the Golden Bears 78-29.
Yeah, so, you know, and I, they're an amazing team. And so, you know, going in, you know, I don't want to give my, you know, I never want to say we don't go out to win, because we're always going to go out to win. However, I got to be realistic as well. And they're an amazing team, and they got lots of outstanding athletes. So our goal was to try to stop the two main players, Audie Audie Cooks and Molly Joyce. And so our goal was to try to stop them and get them as well as they can. And so I'm actually very proud of our effort. We went back through stats afterwards, and yes, we lost by 50. And as coaches, staff were like, we can't believe we're so excited that and happy that, even though, like, we really lost the game by 50, we were so proud of our girls, because we definitely defensively, and Brian never guessed this, but defensively, and if you look at old stats and the whole season, we kept Audie to her lowest. I think it was the lowest of the year, maybe it was the second lowest compared to that Minnesota game, like the Hopkins Minnesota game. I think that was the lowest. We were second for her scoring this year. Molly, I think, was her third of the year, and then combined, I think we were like first, and then halftime score, I think we're the second lowest halftime score of the year that they had. The other one was the Hopkins Minnesota nationally ranked team. So our goal was to basically stop, you know, those two, and we allowed, you know, people to have open shots. We played a triangle and two on them, but basically we played a double team on Audie inside if the ball was on, you know, if she was on ball side, and then Molly Joyce got a girl running around with her all over. So basically we had two girls to guard three all over the floor, and so they got a lot of open looks, hit 9 threes on us, the other girls did, but kept the other girls to a low amount of points. So that was our goal, make the other people beat us. And we had girls were proud of themselves. We actually played really well, and we got some steals and got some tips, and they didn't get the ball how they wanted inside. And so, yes, we, you know, did beat the 50 in the end, but the last three stars were in with a minute left in the game still, and Audie and Molly didn't come out with almost 4 minutes left in the game. So we kept them in there a long time. They didn't, you know, played with them a long time, and I think they weren't expecting it, you know, and we played them really tough. So I'm very, very proud of our effort. Like, we came out with that, you know, it was a loss, but it was not a lack of effort. Like, we played really hard and very proud of our effort. So, yeah, I they're an outstanding team, probably one of the best in the area for many, 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 many years. Probably the best ever, maybe, for 5-on-5. I don't even know. So very proud we played so well and did at least our goal and had some good goals defensively to try to do what we can to stop the two main ones and make someone else beat us. So, it was a fun game. Actually, it was a fun game, even though we just couldn't score offensively either. We just really struggled offensively. But otherwise, we played really good defense on what we wanted to do and made other people beat us.
Coach, last night, your guys' team travels to Osage, takes on another ranked opponent, this time a top 10 team in Class 3A, and you fall 41-34. But your team right there with another ranked team, Coach.
Yeah, so it was a great game. Like, oh, it was so good. You know, we had a really good game plan too, and so we came out with a game plan ready to go, and And the girls were executing well. I mean, they didn't guard quite as specifically as I wanted. Took a little bit to figure out how I want to guard the two girls inside. And once they got that figured out, you know, start stopping them inside a little easier, a little, not easier, but doing it better, covering it better. And that literally, like, we were down by three at the quarter. We were down by six at halftime, I believe it was. I came back, hit a big three right before halftime. That was huge. And then at the end of the third quarter, we're down by three. So it was literally 33-30, and literally it was 33-30 forever. Like, we had moments, like, the third quarter, I mean, there was not much points scored in the second half period. It was 12. We scored 12 points. They scored 13. And so it was, like, a really low-scoring game that second half. And, like, it was just a standstill for quite a while, really good defense on both sides. But then we just couldn't shoot. We ended up shooting 4 out of 22 from three-point line. We just couldn't hit shots. They got some big ones in the first half. And we only hit four total, I think one in the second half. So at the end of the game, you know, it's 2 minutes left, and we were down by three still, and we had to start fouling. And they made some big free throws. I think some of the girls were fouling, was like 50%, but they're making them. So that was huge for them. And they came down the floor, and we couldn't make shots. So it ended up being, you know, like a seven-point game in the end, but just we had to, you know, foul. But I'm so proud of them. Like, we really took it at them, and it was a really good game, really impressive game, fun game to watch. And so many people complimented on this fun game to watch. And so, I mean, that just got to give my girls confidence. Like, we got to keep our hands, you know, head held high. I think they're seventh in 3A right now, and only lost one game all year, and we're coming in there with, you know, a lot different record, but we've had a lot of close games we've lost, and so we could be, you know, a lot different record, you know, just a few points here and there and a few shots different there, here and there. So we just played really well. So proud of their effort. Girls rebounded, you know, Ellistine had them 10 rebounds, and they have three girls that average 8 or 9 rebounds. They're tall. Like, we have one of the shortest guard trio, I think, in the conference. I think we're 5'3", 5'2", and 5'4". So, like, we're just a shorter team overall. We have a couple big posts, or one big post, but we're overall short. And so for us to, you know, compete against them inside and rebound and try to block them out so they can't get those boards and offensive rebounds, you know, and only end up, you know, losing by 7 in the end. Very proud of that, but it was a super fun game. Too bad we can't finish it off and make some shots there to have it go the other way. But, yeah, it was great. It was a fun game. And second half, we executed really well on the taller girls who are trying to stop, and they end up having lower scoring games and lower, and Claudia Ashermaner's got the nicest jump shot. We held her to 12, so I was very proud of that. It was very good because she's like a beautiful, really hard to stop jump shot. I put my bigger girl on her after about a quarter, and she did a really good job. She's just taller, so that helped to put Ella on her. And she did a good job, and she's a very good athlete. She just jumped like crazy and get that shot off somehow. I don't know how she gets it off, but it was good. It was very, very fun. Very proud of the girls. So for us to play that hard and get that close, and it was just, I think it was a really good showing for us.
Coach, you guys will turn around and play again today, as around 2 o'clock today you guys will take on Northwood Kensett in Northwood, and two teams that are pretty close to 500. Northwood's got some athletes that are right around 10 points per game, some pretty good scorers. You've got a couple over that mark and are a couple around that mark. So what are you expecting today from the Vikings and the Bulldogs?
Yeah, I think, I mean, we have scrappy guards, and it looks like they have scrappy guards. You know, we have a very talented guard, you know, trio, and they got some really good guards too. So I think it's going to be a matchup of that a lot. I'm hoping to take advantage of my, you know, Ella inside at 6 foot to try to get her to get some buckets inside to help take advantage of that height. You know, they don't have a lot of height, but I really think it would be up and down game, a lot of shooting, a lot of driving to the hoop. It's whoever's going to play better defense, I think, and stopping people and not getting foul trouble, because, you know, when you drive to the hoop, you get, you know, there's a good tendency to get some fouls and more fouls called on you. So I just hope we can bounce back from last night and come out strong today and get a good showing and just really go out and play hard and give them what we got, you know. And it's West versus East Conference again, and just represent the West Conference as best we can and take it at them and hope we come out with a victory. And they definitely have talented guards. I was watching game film on the way home last night. It's more, it came from my way home from Osage, and definitely trying to find ways to cover them the best we can, and put my best defender on, you know, their best girl, and hopefully she can just match up and not let her get the ball as much as possible and deny her and go from there, and hopefully everybody else can do their part to help out. And then we got to score. Like, we got to put the ball in the hoop, and so we got to shoot at least 35% if we can try to win this game. So we got to just be able to finish our shots and make good shots and play good defense. So hopefully come out ready to go out strong, and get another win in the column for us.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for taking some time and talking with us. We really do appreciate it. And best of luck to the Bulldogs today against the Vikings.
Awesome. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
That's Lake Mills girls basketball coach Beth Van Roekel.